boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today, we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 2, Miracles by the Sea, Week 9. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 69 or find the picture of Jesus talking with the people by the lake. Do you see the boat pulled up on shore and all the people listening to Jesus? Do they look happy? Yes, they are so happy to be with Jesus. It was the end of a big day. The sky turned orange, then pink. Soon it would be bedtime. It had been a big day, but still the people by the lake asked Jesus for more stories. Have you ever asked for just one more story? Please?
Please.
Jesus climbed into a boat so that everyone could hear. He loved telling stories about God's love. But finally, he had to say goodbye. Let us cross over to the other side of the lake, Jesus told his friends. Wave goodbye. Goodbye. The boat sailed away. The stars began to twinkle as the sky turned dark. Jesus was very tired. He stretched out and lay down in the back of the boat. Can you find Jesus on the boat? Can you point to him? The boat rocked softly back and forth on gentle waves. A soft breeze tickled his face. It was so peaceful, and Jesus fell fast asleep. Can you put your hands together like a pillow and rest your head on your hands? Suddenly, big clouds covered the moon. The gentle breeze began to blow stronger. The waves rose higher. Still, Jesus slept. The boat began rocking faster and faster. Then big waves crashed into the boat. Jesus' friends got very wet and very worried. Was Jesus worried? No, Jesus wasn't worried. He slept peacefully. The waves crashed and the wind howled. The disciples felt scared. Would the boat sink? Can you see the disciple holding on tight to the boat? He looked scared. Teacher, they cried. Jesus opened his eyes. He saw they were scared. He saw that they had forgotten to trust in God. He stood up and spoke to the wind and the waves. Peace, be still. The water became quiet and still. All was calm. The disciples were amazed. They said, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This man was Jesus, the Son of God. He had created the wind and the waves. They didn't need to worry. Do you see how calm and still the water is in the picture? The disciples still look wet though, don't they? But they were safe. Jesus was with them in the storm. Can you say with me, "Thank you, Jesus, for being with me always"? Let's say it. Thank you, Jesus. For being with me always. What did we learn today? Jesus is always with me. When you drive in the car or go to the store, He's there. If you go on a walk to the park, Jesus is with you. You can climb a tree or be in the deepest part of the sea, and Jesus is there. He loves you so much. Aren't you glad? The Bible says that He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Let's sing our scripture song together. Jesus always with us, no matter where we go and whatever we do? Yes, and He loves us so much. Let's pray and thank Him now. Dear Jesus, thank you for always being with me. If we're in a big storm, you are there. If we're safe at home, you're there too. You're a good, kind, faithful God who never leaves us, ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.